Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. Missed the first hour, pretty sportsy. And then we had Lance on, and we went a little bit over.
He sportsed it up.
Yeah, he did sports it up. But it's fun because usually when he comes in on Mondays, I've always got about three or four things from the week that I just, like, we'll talk about on the show. It's like, yeah, I want to ask Lance about that when he's on. So we went a little over. Sorry. Sorry, Tyler. That's on us. I'm not apologizing. It was good stuff. But if you want to get on some other stuff, when do you get a chance to talk about your Astros, who are struggling a wee bit at the moment?
Is getting swept by your division rival, is that good or not good?
It's second time now in a month that it's happened to them.
But Rangers did it. Is that good or not good?
I'm going to go with that's below average.
You know what? The Rangers doing it doesn't matter because the Rangers aren't going to be a playoff team. You know, they're not fighting.
It kind of matters because they're not very good and you got swept by a team.
Well, yeah, that's
true.
That's unfortunate. But, yeah, I mean, the Astros at this point are – and it's – you have to take it with a grain of salt because of what I'm about to say. The Astros aren't as good as they were last year, first of all. And, you know, okay, they won the World Series last year. What's your point? They're going to win. They're probably going to win 100 games unless they keep doing what they're doing lately. But the bar has been raised. Like the Red Sox, for one, that's a juggernaut team. And the Yankees aren't much worse than them. The Oakland A's are so scary because, I mean, they won't stop winning. And every time it's a 7-3 week for the Astros, it's a 8-2 week for the A's. Every time it's a 5-5 week for the Astros, it's an 8-2 week for the A's. And it's like, dude, at some point, they're going to catch you. They're 2.5 back now. And it's, you know, I'm not worried the Astros aren't going to make the playoffs. Like I said, I still think they're going to win 100 games. But there is some concern that, you know, they don't look like the kind of team that's going to win the World Series or is even really going to have a legit shot to win the World Series, which is not what you expected coming into the season.
I still think they have a shot. They have to get healthy. You have to have Altuve out there. You've got to get Correa swinging the bat again. You've got to get George Springer back out there. That makes a ton of difference. If you look at these games, even the ones they won, they all came down pretty much to the end. You know, if they get a hit in the right spot, they're winning a couple of these games. And that's why I'm not pushing the panic button yet, unless we don't see Altuve until September or George Springer until September. And I'll go back to what I said, and I still think they should be in the market for a bat at the waiver deadline because they need some more offense. And, you know, there's some weird stuff. Like Verlander just having a bad start. That just doesn't happen. And it did, so... Oh, well. But they've left a lot of guys on base, and it's not what they did last year, but this isn't the same lineup they had last year. And none of these...
But wasn't this lineup supposed to be better?
Well, it is, but half of it's missing. Your two of your four best hitters are gone right now,
right,
and the third one's not even back.
Even when they were here, they weren't what they were last year.
Yeah, not in terms of... Well, part of it is the whole lineup isn't, because Marwin Gonzalez is not having a career year. Josh Reddick is not having a career year.
They are what they've always been.
Right.
They're just guys.
They're back to being what they were. And the problem is none of these other young guys, like Kyle Tucker, has not developed into the player yet that you think he's going to be. Derek Fisher was supposed to be a contributor this year.
He's not.
He's been nothing. So the reality is, you know, you're a bat short of where you were last year just because Marwin and Reddick aren't those guys. They've regressed to what they've always been. And last year was career years for them. But you look at the rest of the guys. That was a career year for George Springer, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I'm not that concerned yet. But if guys don't start coming back, I think it's going to be a problem because there's a lot of runs being left out there because you got Kyle Tucker up with the bases loaded and nobody out. And those are the kind of things that, frankly, shouldn't be happening in tight games. And they wouldn't be if everybody was there. But I don't know that you can just excuse it on injuries. You should be deeper than that. But, you know, the problem is now Bregman doesn't have Altuve and around him. And so it's harder for him to get hits. They pitch him harder. And it affects the whole lineup. And I think they've got to get Altuve back. And Correa has to start hitting the ball again. So, yeah, I think I'm concerned, but I'm not panicking. I'd like to see him get healthy. I'd also like to see him trade for another bat. But
yeah, they've got 16 in a row coming up. They get these two with Colorado. And, I mean, knock on wood, it's Verlander and Cole scheduled to start. So it should they should be winnable games. But Colorado's pretty good. They're fighting for a playoff spot, too. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Then you get three at Oakland, three at Seattle. You cannot lose more of those games than you win. Like, you can't go 2-4 in that stretch.
And, you know, that's when they've got to pick it up, and I hope they know that.
But. And then they've got three at L.A. or at the Angels, so that's a 9-game road trip. And then they're home for Oakland. And then, you know, early September, they're at Boston for three, which, God, I mean, a sweep there could be, it wouldn't be shocking.
Let's see who's back in the lineup before we start putting a sweep on them a month out.
Yeah, I just, my confidence in this team compared to where it was this time last year, it's nowhere near the same.
This time last year, they were spiraling. That was before the Verlander trade.
That's true.
So, I mean, I think maybe your confidence was higher in September last year than
it is
probably
now. Fair.
So I think let's see where we are in September. My confidence in them.
But even in July of last year, I was like, you know, this is a team that can win the World Series. And right now, I just don't feel that way. Because even when they've been at their best this year, they've looked good. They just haven't looked like the team they were last year, which is...
Well, they haven't hit the home runs that they hit last year. And I think you could trace a lot of that to the fact that you had guys having career years, which you have to have to win the World Series. But, yeah, I've said all along, they need to get another bat in this lineup. And there's guys that you can get here before the first... And I think they should be in the market for somebody because even if they're healthy, I don't want Reddick or Marwin in the lineup in the playoffs. Because, man, we saw what Reddick was in the playoffs last year. You think he's suddenly going to turn it on? You know, Marwin you have hope for, but somebody says, we have to be honest, Astros needed heroics to beat really bad teams all year. Luck runs out. One thing I will point out before you get to the luck thing, the Astros have a plus 195 run differential. That's not luck.
I don't know about luck.
Yeah. So let's watch that.
Them barely beating okay team. My concern is like what happens when that team plays, you know, a best of seven with the Indians or the Red Sox or the Yankees or, you know, whoever comes out of the NL. I mean, all those series were really close last year, and this year all those teams are better and the Astros are not.
I'll still take the Astros' top three pitchers over any of those guys. Although, Chris Sale's pitching out of his mind, but I'll still... And that, to me, is the one advantage they're going to have is starting pitching against any of those teams, except maybe the Indians. You might can make a case for the Indians.
Well, if the Indians are pitching... I mean, just like the Astros, if the Indians are on, like if Carrasco and Kluber are both on, they're tough to beat, just like, you know, Verlander and Cole. The Red Sox, though... quietly have gotten fantastic pitching from, I mean, Rick Porcello. Remember David Price? Remember when David Price sucked? Well, David Price doesn't suck anymore.
No, but I won't trust him in the playoffs starting.
Yeah, okay.
Just based on his history, I'll take a lot of guys over him. I've seen that act before.
That's fair.
But Chris Sale's pitching out of his mind.
Well, and here's the other thing. Whose bullpen do you trust the least? It's got to be the Astros. There's no alternative.
Yeah, but I'll go back to what I've been saying all along. It depends on which starter they put out there when they get to the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be – I mean, that's the thing. These seven-game series are completely different than what you see over a 162-game series. And that's and that's why the team with the best record rarely wins the damn thing.
That's true.
So I'm not in panic mode yet. I'll be in panic mode when they slide out of the wild card when both the Mariners and the A's pass them.
Right.
And, you know, and it, as great as the Yankees are, the Astros just lost four in a row. They're only a game behind the Yankees. So – 713-780-ESPN.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. And if you are, listen, if you got too much money, you can stop listening right here. It's okay. You know, you don't need, if you got more money than you know what to do with, this doesn't affect you. But if that's not you, you can save some money with Bill Advisor. You pay for cell phone, TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, and you're paying too much. You started out with a great introductory rate, but your bill goes up. When you're not looking, that's when your bill goes up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. You're not looking to, they're not looking to lower your service or your data or your speed, just your bill. And week in and week out, they're saving our listeners. Most of them are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands, including Lance Zierlein, saved over $2,000 a year. There's still no setup fee. They guarantee that you're going to save at least $300 or your money back. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor will get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323, or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. And, I think there's still something that could happen before the waiver deadline. We weren't even talking about Verlander this time last year. There's a couple guys that could get thrown out there that could help them from a hitting perspective. But
really, the guys on their team just need to start hitting. You know,
they need to get their guys back and then start hitting. But I still, even with that, want to see another bat. I've been saying that for a couple months, mainly because when it gets to the playoffs, I don't want to see Josh Reddick out there ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm iffy on Marwin. And Marwin was never supposed to be what he was last year. It was a guy you used as a utility player who was a damn good utility player. Come in and play a lot of positions and fill in. And he turned into an everyday player last year who had a career year. And now that there's been some regression, and I'm not putting it all on them because George Springer hit 28 home runs the first half of the season last year, too. That you could argue that was a career stretch. Somebody asking why we don't get bad texts anymore. We still get bad texts.
Fred just doesn't read them anymore.
Well, no, I think I finally figured out how to deal with that and social media. So I had gotten where I hated Twitter so much that I didn't even want to have it, but I know I need it. But all I use it for is to promote stuff. I'll respond to people, but if you try to rope me into a political discussion or something like that, I just ignore you. And if you troll me, I just block you. And Facebook, once I made my Facebook private, that was fine.
Yeah.
But as far as the texts go, like I have about five numbers now that, you know, I have to actually physically click on the text to see it. Now, I know Joel and those guys block people. I don't really do that so they can still text the other shows if they want. But if you've made my list of bad numbers, I recognize the number right away and I just delete it so it never gets read. And usually it's people who are either straight up trolling or repeat the same thing 500 times. So I get 500 texts. It just gets deleted. So I don't, you know, there's still people trolling.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Have you discussed Tom Herman's alleged involvement in the Urban Meyer scandal?
No, because I don't know how much I believe that.
I'm pretty sure the source of the story was Courtney Smith. Just everything I've seen, everything I'm reading, Courtney Smith was the source of that story. Now, maybe Tom and his wife encouraged her to go to somebody, but it wasn't because of a five-star recruit. That's just silly.
I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah. And so we're going to criticize a guy for telling a woman to go and tell her story?
Yeah. I mean, if Tom Herman did that, that's pretty lame. I just don't, I don't know what.
I just find it hard to believe. Do I think it's impossible? No.
No, it's not impossible.
I mean, it's college football. These guys are, they said, to be great, a great coach, you got to be a turd. But do I think he did that? No. I'm pretty sure that she went to that reporter on her own with that story. But, yeah, that's another one. I need to know more. And, you know, you got to look at where the stories are coming from, too.
Yep.
Steven asks, any place in Houston area that serves real Kobe beef? Yes, B&B
Butchers.
B&B Butchers. Go check them out.
Only place in Houston.
Yeah. So, somebody asks, should the Raiders deal Khalil Mack? That seems to be a thing now that they're actually discussing it. I think that'd be dumb.
You'd have to get something so great back. I mean,
if I'm the Texans, I'll call and give you Clowney right now.
I guess I'd have to consider it if Clowney's willing to re-sign. I don't know what Khalil Mack is demanding, but here's the thing. Jadeveon Clowney's going to get basically the same money Khalil Mack does.
I'd rather have Khalil Mack for that money.
So, if the Raiders are unwilling to pay Khalil Mack, why would they pay Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask John Gruden, who seems to be all-knowing.
Yeah.
And never makes a mistake. If I'm the Raiders, I get that guy locked up. I quit screwing around. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And no, 203, you did not get blocked. So I'm not going to answer every one of you texts in and say, do I get blocked?
Right.
It's just, if you don't hear your text read, you're not blocked. You're just ignored. There's a difference. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 318 asking, Fred, have you changed your mind on Tiger never winning another major? Podcast Arena, first 30 minutes of the show. First 30 minutes or first 15?
I would say first 15.
Yeah, first 15. Segment. Yeah, first segment. Dove into that. And you can also check out my column on sportsmap.com because that dives right into it.
Yeah.
And a lot of other good stuff on there today. Man, it's a very busy day on SportsMap, and there's a little something for everyone. So when you get home tonight, while you know you're having to listen to your wife or husband drone on at dinner, just get on your phone and go to SportsMap. Dolores has a video on Carmelo joining the Rockets officially.
Yeah.
Cody Stutes has his 11 observations from Texans training camp for today. Barry has a video, finally. Barry Laminack does his first video, DeAndre Hopkins versus Antonio Brown. Who's the best? He makes his case for DeAndre.
Of course he does.
Well,
by the way, come on.
Listen, I'm just go watch Barry's video.
Deshaun Watson or Tom Brady? Let me make my case.
Oh, Deshaun Watson, not even close. And then I wrote about Tiger Woods and how exciting it was. So that gets back to what we're talking about. Yep. If you are curious what my thoughts are on that, just go click on it. It says Fred Fowler. This is about Tiger Woods, so you'll probably click on it.
There you go. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach, and they've got all the great beer, all the great summer beers still available all over the city, but they're also preparing for Carbachtoberfest. First weekend is September 20th, and they are going to have music out the wazoo. Weekend one, the Mr. Wives will be the headliner on Sunday. Weekend two, Tony's going to play, and then weekend three, October 6th, they're going to have Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, and fireworks. They're going to have great food out there. They're going to have an Oompa band, face painting, Stein hoisting competition, and car Barktoberfest, so you can bring the dogs out. It's going to be a great time. The beer is going to be flowing. The music's going to be playing. The food's going to be, you know, entering your body. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be the best time. Carbachtoberfest 2018. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for more details and information on the bands. And whenever you're out and about this week and you're looking for a brew, ask your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. People, please quit texting me asking if you're blocked. Yeah, a bunch of those.
Tell them not to worry about it.
Yeah, if you know, you're blocked, you're blocked.
It doesn't matter. If you.
I don't know how they actually block. I think there's some way that they go into the deleted before you get to read them. But as far as I'm concerned, I know your number's a bad number. I just don't read it. So it's easier that way. So 713-780-ESPN. Man, can we? All right. Well, you know what? Let's take a call. And then I want to talk about my favorite show, the story of the day. And it's not sportsy. It's kind of sportsy. Tristan, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to. I was wondering about the Astros and their waiver wire, like, trade targets. Do you guys know of any who they could be targeting? I've heard, like, Josh Donaldson, Adam Jones, McCutcheon. I mean, those are all big names, obviously.
Those are but all anybody, big names like, that I've heard realistic? Could be available via waiver trade. But, I mean, I don't know that the Astros are the first team who would take guys like that.
Yeah, but the waivers work differently. I mean, a lot of times, you know,
you've got to be willing to take their salary.
Yeah. But the thing is, you just pull them back, and then you put them through waivers again until the team you're trying to trade with gets them. So there will be teams that try to block you on guys like that. Now, Donaldson's not healthy. And
Josh Donaldson makes $23 million a year. I wouldn't want him if...
Well, but he's only making the last part of
that.
His contract expires.
You're going to pay him $6 million for the last month of the season, though?
If I thought he could help me, absolutely.
Well, guys hit .234 this year, so I don't think he can help you.
Yeah, I'd still take him over Marwin or Josh Reddick in the lineup any day of the week, if he's healthy, which we don't know. And that's the thing. I don't think you can get him. I don't think you take him because he hasn't been healthy all year. And so suddenly he's going to be.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
And, yeah, I'm not seeing the sexy names there that would make a difference that I think would be worth. Because some of these other guys all have more than a year left on their contract, and you don't want to commit to that. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And all right, I'm gonna get to my story here.
All right.
And I heard when I was coming in, I heard Joel and Raheel talking about it a little bit. But did you see the guy in Seattle who stole the airplane?
I heard about this, story.
This is like my favorite story ever, and for a totally different reason than you might think. But basically, an airport employee stole an airplane and performed stunts with it.
Yeah.
It was a Horizon airplane, which is an Alaska Air with a twin propeller plane.
Okay.
So decent size. And you've probably seen a lot of those when you fly through Seattle. That's all their regional Alaska airline planes. 29-year-old ground service agent did a barrel roll, was diving towards the water. I mean, he was just all over the place. They had to scramble F-15s to chase him around. And the best part was the conversation he was having with the air traffic control. Says, there's a runway just off to your right side in about a mile. That's McCord. And which is the military airfield base, right? Says, oh, man, those guys will rough me up if I try to land there. I think I might mess something up there, too. I wouldn't want to do that. They probably have anti-aircraft. Air traffic control says they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely. I'm not quite ready to bring it down just yet. But holy smokes, I got to stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick. could you start a left turn and we'll take you down to the SE, please? He says, this is probably jail time for life, huh? I would hope it is for a guy like me. And the controller says, oh, Richard, we're not going to worry or think about that. But could you start a left turn, please? I've got a lot of people that care about me. It's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
He almost like tried to be like, oh, shucks about it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, you stole an airplane.
And about an hour. He was up there for about an hour.
I mean, let's be honest. If you got in the cockpit of an airplane, do you think you could figure it out?
No. I mean, I do a lot of... And apparently he learned how to do this on...
A simulator?
Yeah. Now, I love those, but no, I couldn't figure it out.
No way.
No. Now, maybe like a biplane or something. You know, yeah. That seems pretty easy.
But like a real commercial airliner?
No, I don't think there's any way I'd be able to figure that out. So he got it off the ground. And plus, he's flying it upside down and then skimming the water and doing all these stunts. And I'm like, wow.
That'd be like me handing my grandpa a PlayStation remote and asking him to play Madden. Like, yeah. He'd just be like... What the hell is this? It just doesn't work.
Then, so apparently after a while, he just decides, okay, I'm checking out, dives it into the ground.
Well.
This is going to be an unpopular opinion. I think this is the most badass way to go out ever. If you're going to, first off, don't commit suicide.
Right.
There's always an answer. There's always a way out of things. And if he had landed, I'm sure they could have helped him out. But. You know,
are we sure that he could have landed?
Well, we don't know. Maybe once if the dude can fly upside down, I'm pretty sure he can land.
Yeah,
well, that's true. I'm just going to go on record with that. But let's just say you decide, hey, I live in Seattle. It rains all the time. I'm depressed, like about 80% of the people do. I think this is it. I think I'm going to move on. Is that not the baddest ass way to do it?
That is a pretty good way.
I mean, let's be honest. That would be the equivalent of stealing a Lambo and going 200 miles an hour and jumping a bridge and, you know, crashing into something and exploding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel for Alaska Air, but I'm sure they have insurance on the plane. But I'll give this guy credit. If you're going to, you know, and again, not for suicide, totally against it. Think there's a lot of better options.
Yep.
Landing would have been a better option.
Right.
But if you just decide, hey, you know, I've got a screw loose, this is it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Boom. That's my favorite story of the day.
That is a good story. That is a really good. There was a lot of good Gym of the Day type stories that were around today.
People were tweeting a bunch of them. And I've got so many that it was hard to pick a winner. There's so many good ones today. So some of them I may save for later in the week. But that was kind of on the list. But it wasn't even the best one for Gym of the Day. That ought to tell you something. A guy stealing an airplane. I think it would have been better if he landed it. Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of a downer of... Never mind. I didn't mean it that way. It is a downer of an ending, but that wasn't what I was going for. So he said, I picture this guy being like Randy Quaid from Independence Day. So he says, please let this guy make best deaths for the week. It is, right?
But we don't know the guy's name.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Is he going to be on? Oh, Tyler doesn't know how to do deaths.
You have to add him to deaths. Okay?
I have deaths already sent to me.
Well, yeah. Add it. You can add him. It's not hard.
It. Yeah.
Put his name. Let's see. I'll find his name for you. He's 29-year-old. His name's Richard something. His last name's got to be on here. He said he was identified as Rich in the transmission. But you'll find his name.
It's Dick something or another.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got to tell you, some of the video, damned impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an easy plane to fly either. It's not like you're doing that in a Cessna. Oh, well. We'll add him to deaths. 713-780. ESPN. Yeah, Mike says the anti-Darwin Award goes to Seattle pilot. Yeah, well, that's a hard one to top. Big Dog asking, have you done the update on Fred's daughter's Instagram yet?
We have not.
I haven't looked at her Twitter this weekend. I saw she tweeted something, but I tried not to look at it. I kind of feel like she's just part of her deal is to find things that are going to irritate the snot out of me and put them out there, which would totally be something I would expect from my daughter.
Honestly, you did pretty good. This weekend is, there was only one that was even worth reading to you.
Okay.
If I see one more tweet of a boy saying he just wants a girl he can spoil and buy stuff for, I'm popping off because boys like that aren't real and you can't change my mind. So she's looking for a sugar daddy is kind of what I take from that.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
And not finding it, at least.
Oh, no. I mean, I've told her as long as she marries a rich, I don't care.
Well, I think you're all right then.
Good. Good.
And then she tweeted about ABBA again, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's the thing that pisses me off the most. Is that my daughter likes ABBA.
She did tweet an interesting news story. Who's our intern today, Tyler?
We have Andrew.
Is Andrew the intern that wears Crocs?
No.
Did you see that Crocs is closing their manufacturing facilities and they're going to go away, I guess?
I did not see that.
That guy's going to be disappointed.
Well, I mean, he can probably buy some up.
Is it stockpile now?
Yeah.
Like get a backlog of them so every time he wears a pair.
Or wait till the manufacturing plant closes down and then you can get them for cheap.
Or they could be like Beanie Babies and they're super expensive for going forward.
I don't think any Beanie Babies have appreciated in price.
Oh, really? Didn't they for a while? Weren't they?
I think a few of them, like the really rare ones, but
yeah.
I mean, they're all only worth like $15 probably.
I mean,
I saw somebody wearing Crocs in the gym the other day. Is that a thing?
We have an intern that wears Crocs every day. Yeah. It's weird to me because it doesn't matter if he's wearing shorts or jeans, like whatever it is. He's got like one day he had a button-up shirt and Crocs on. It's like, man, that's an odd look.
I kind of thought once you got over 16, you quit wearing Crocs.
I don't know how old this guy is. I think he is over 16, though. I mean, he's got to be to work here, right?
I think he's currently going to Texas State.
Okay. Man, that's Central Texas thing where people wear flip-flops everywhere, but Crocs don't count. They're not. It's not in the same thing. Like you can't.
Yeah, I mean, they're good river shoes, so maybe he's a
sure.
He's a river.
But you
guy.
Can't. And maybe like when he came here for the summer, like the only pair of shoes he brought were a pair of Crocs, and
he
that's
forgot
why
them all up in San Marcos.
Yeah, that's why his entire internship he's just been wearing Crocs, but.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Aeros Medical Group. And if you're looking to perform better, there's only one place to go. And I know you're hearing about a lot of these places, but here's what I love about Aeros is they're Texas-based. They're using a technology nobody else is using. They focus on regenerative medicine. And the best thing about them is you get personalized service, man. This isn't a place where you go and you're just, oh, here's a patient, let's get it done. No, they want you to be part of their family. They want to help you get where you need to get. And Shane and Sean and Dr. Reich, they're all fantastic. They're gonna sit you down. They're going to figure out what it is they can help you with, and then they're going to put you through the program. And I really didn't think I needed much help, but, man, after I went through it, it made a huge difference. And there are people, you know, you get over 50 and you think, man, maybe it's just getting old. No, they can fix it. And they're really good people. Really enjoy hanging around them in addition to getting the treatments. And they have poker night on Thursday and their man cave coming up. And they're just great people who want to help you no matter what your problem is, whether it's ED, whether it's low T, hair loss, any of that. They're gonna put you on the right program, and they're not going to try to force something on you that you don't need either. Give them a call today, 713-263-3767, 713-263-3767, to set up your free consultation. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. And if you call or go to the website, just use promo code FRED, 30% off any treatment. That's right. Go get your free consultation and then get 30% off any treatment with promo code FRED. Aeros Medical. Awaken your inner Greek God. Then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night. Can we get in that airplane through the night sky like shooting
stars? I can really use a wish right now. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com and follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And also, if you're a college student here in town looking to intern, either in video production or writing and editing.
Preferably not in Crocs.
Yeah, preferably not in Crocs, but we're looking for a few interns here for the upcoming semester. So if you're interested, email me at fowler975@gmail.com. I'll put you in touch with Josh, and if you pass our screening process, you can intern on SportsMap. So we just had our intern, Emily, just finished up for us. She's going back to school at SFA, and she did a great job and learned a lot and had a great experience. So that could be you. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this was tough today. I appreciate
too many.
All the listeners were sending me great stuff today. I'm like, oh, any day, that's Gem of the Day.
The airplane story could have been one.
Airplane story could have been one as well. I've got some more on that, too. We'll do next segment. But I think this is my favorite because basically a guy got on Facebook and he's out on bond after admitting to shooting a stranger over Facebook comments. It started after he commented on a post about President Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
He claims the political fight with Alex Stevens quickly turned to personal threats. So on Monday, he drove to Stevens' home armed with two guns, and when Stevens came out, he charged towards him. I took two steps back, pulled my gun, shot him in the hip, and when he ran, I shot him in the butt. Sebring says Stevens threatened to hurt his kids and his mother. He now faces two felony charges.
Is America great again yet?
I don't know, but we're going to shoot people over Facebook posts?
Yeah.
Seriously? My goodness, what a dummy. And he admitted it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's also a bad move.
Yeah, it's like getting on Facebook.
Don't do crimes and then talk about them on Facebook. That's we've had many a story. That
pleased to announce I shot him in the butt.
Ended poorly with that.
Yeah, so that's a fail. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Some follow-up on the plane, though. It's the Alaska
the
Air.
Still dead?
He's very dead.
Yeah.
But apparently, the CEO says, there were some maneuvers that were done that were incredible maneuvers. I don't know how he achieved the experience that he did. I haven't flown on an Air Alaska one, but there's a very similar plane that flies from Calgary to Saskatoon that Air Canada has. I can't imagine that thing being upside down.
Yeah.
So apparently he wasn't really planning on landing it. He said, I played video games before and I know what I'm doing a little bit. He knew how to put the landing gear down. He appeared to struggle at times, however, telling air traffic control, I have no idea what all that means. A captain from another airline said the maneuvers were impressive and said that even starting the plane's engines is complex, a process that includes a series of commands, and getting one wrong would stop the engines from starting up. And I guess when they had the pilot guy on, Rich Russell, pilot guy, can this thing do a backflip, you think?
Not good.
Oh, he's obviously had mental issues. But they all came crashing down at the end. 713-780-ESP at your number, 713-780-3776. Still got a lot to get to today, and we have an hour left to do it. So I've got some... I have an online dating story for next hour.
Okay.
I've got football stuff, if you want to do that. We got plenty of that still. Okay.
I could use some football.
Sir Jonathan made his second start the other night.
How did it go?
Better. They only lost by 7.
Oh,
hey. To a better team, Ottawa.
So you're saying, did they cover?
They covered the 14.
Well, hell.
Yeah, I punched a ticket on them.
So John's 1-1.
I punched a ticket on them, and I'm really... My big ticket of the weekend was Winnipeg -6, and of course they push. I always hate that. It's like I'd rather just lose. I hate a push because I'm right, but I'm not right enough to win. So I pushed on that one. So 17-9-1 on CFL. I wound up taking Montreal +14.
And listen, 17-9-1 is nothing to sneeze at, friend.
And they got and Ottawa had to get a late touchdown to beat Montreal.
Well,
so Sir Jonathan better
Ottawa.
Still only threw for 168 yards, but he had 39 yards rushing. And there you go. Apparently somebody says over 60s hippies have Crocs.
Okay. I feel like if you're an old person, that's acceptable footwear.
Yeah, well, if you're an old, you can wear whatever the hell you want because nobody cares. It's not like you're trying to impress anybody. You're just lucky to be alive. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. All right, so we'll do some football and have some culture map stuff to do next hour too.
All right.
Eric did his best happy hour deals, which never good for me because happy hour is always when I'm on air. But we'll pass those on. See what you guys think. All right. Don't go anywhere. An hour to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.